I'm like fucking around this morning and I fell down a rabbit hole and I learned something. Is anyone curious about what I learned this morning?
What if we said no and we moved on? Just hypothetically, like we're not going to, so let's just get to it.
I hear about the rabbit hole.
The hot dad, Troy Bolton's hot dad in High School Musical is married.
Oh, I didn't want to hear about it.
He's married to Blake Lively's sister. So by proxy, he is related to Deadpool.
He is hot.
He is hot. And
how hot is Blake Lively's sister? Because she's hot.
I think it's her older sister. She doesn't really look like Blake Lively. I think her name, I don't even remember her name at this point. Anyways, he's not really acting anymore. They live in Utah and run a sober living facility and are Mormons.
Oh, cool. That's exciting. I was all into the sober living community and then you said Mormons and I was like, well, this all of a sudden is not for me.
Yeah, no disrespect to Mormons, but like what a waste of hotness, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's just not for me, but no, he is really hot. That was a great casting duo. Big win.
Right? They do kind of look alike.
Yeah,
and Blake Lively's sisters don't look like her.
No, Blake Lively is a unicorn. I don't think anyone looks like her. Actually, that's not true. I have a cousin who kind of looks like her, but
do you ever see the movie she did with Tyler Hirsch, what's his name? Hirsch. Savages. Did you ever see it?
I don't think so.
Where like she's hooking up with like two dudes who are like our best friends and they're like all like in it. Like, I mean, they're like, yeah, it's cool. Like they're just like a big like threesome that are it that like are cool with it. But she's like the only chick in this threesome.
This must have been during her like Gossip Girl days.
Yeah. The dudes are like best friends and they both like her. And so they're like, well, fuck it. Let's both date her. And they're like, cool with it. It's a weird movie.
Oh, you know, and then suddenly they're like, not cool with it. You know what? I've heard of this. Yes, but I have not seen it.
She actually gets kidnapped by Mexican drug lords.
Oh, fantastic. I like how straight media entertainment has turned to like pining people's fear of non-monogamy. So they're like, let's just like put non-monogamy in front of straight people and watch them freak out.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Exactly what I said.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That's it's real. Like, and it
like
is...
you tell me a story about like, oh, these two guys are dating the same girl, and that's the drama of the story. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah. Blake Lively just finished, she just wrapped production on the film adaptation of the Colleen Hoover novel, It Ends With Us. It's a very controversial novel that I actually really enjoyed, but maybe that's my controversial take of the day. And I'm not sure how to feel about the movie, but they did shoot it in like New Jersey.
Has anyone seen this new Roadhouse yet?
It's not out yet. No, I haven't seen it. I'm excited about it.
All these movies we're mentioning today are so kind of mask.
I don't know. I've been on like, you guys know how I feel about movies. I've been on a movie kick. We watched that movie Long Shot last night with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron on Netflix. Have you guys seen anything about this movie?
No.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's where like she's like running for office or something.
Yeah,
or
no, she's the Secretary of State, and she like wants to run for president.
But they hook up, right?
Right. She was like his babysitter or something, and he's like an out of work journalist, and she hires him as a speechwriter, and they hook up, and it's kind of like, I don't know. They tried to do a lot with the movie, and it could have been 30 minutes shorter, but it was okay.
How great is that to like be able to make a movie and be like, oh, let's make them. I'm going to make a movie and Charlize Theron is going to be my babysitter who hooks up with me in it. Like, yeah, I must be so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What a delight.
All right.
Welcome to Under Further Review, everyone. I'm doing it today. I'm actually introducing us today. Yeah. I'm Kata, and that's Mike Rose.
Hey.
And that's Mikey C.
Hey, I woke up, sorry. Sorry, my movie takes are so bad.
Taking a drag from a cigarette. That's how we wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I got to learn to lower my blood pressure. This is not doing it.
Oh, dear. There's a lot has gone down in the last week. I think most notably, for starters, I think it's important that we mention that Mikey C still does not have new teeth.
No.
Which means that Mike Rose and I do not have his old teeth in our possession.
I don't know. I mean, that's why I had to, long story short, I went finally for this surgery and my blood pressure was too high. They said if I was to have the surgery, I would just like bleed out. They wouldn't be able to stop the bleeding. So, yeah. So like, they were like, well, but here's the thing though. I smoked because I figured I wouldn't be able to like do much smoking after like I got my new teeth because I would have these new teeth in my mouth and they say not to smoke and everything. So like, I was like firing off cigarettes before this appointment, which raises your blood pressure. Plus I had a Red Bull. So, I mean, it's no surprise, but still, I've been trying to like, I bought like a blood pressure monitor and I've been like practicing since, and it is still kind of high, but now they're just going to knock me out for it, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, I would think they would do that anyways. I will say, like there's got to be something out there where, like, you can go with your strategy and, like, rip cigarettes and maybe even drink a Red Bull. And then there's got to be something that you can, like, use to counteract that, like, right before, right? Like I don't know. Like
Valium should do it. Hemp. Maybe,
I'm just confused. Did they not know you had high blood pressure ahead of time?
Well, they have not taken my blood pressure prior to that. I mean, how often does your dentist take your blood pressure?
I think if you're gonna go under and have surgery, like, that feels like...
But no, I wasn't going under. I was supposed to, it was just gonna be all Novocaine. I know, I couldn't believe it. I said, aren't I gonna be knocked out for this? And they're like, you don't have to be. And I'm like,
see, that's crazy to me. I was not knocked out when they took out my wisdom teeth, and I wished I was dead.
Yeah. Well,
wait, what was that like? I've never heard of anyone not going under for wisdom teeth coming out.
I wasn't.
Well, so it was,
yeah, you hear the cracking and crunching of them breaking your teeth out, right?
It's pretty traumatizing. Sure. And mine was an emergency removal too. Like, I'd had like a really bad toothache, and so I found a hospital, Cascada Dental Spa, shout out. They're still the first people who text me on my birthday every year. And I went and they were like, yeah, these got to come out because you have an infection and they got to come out now. And we're not just going to take out the two infected ones. We're going to take out like all of them. And the dude's like in my mouth and I can see like the streams of blood coming out of my mouth as he's like pulling the teeth out. He's like, do you want to see the teeth? And I'm like, yeah, I should ask to keep them. I didn't have the
foresight
at that point.
But they sedated you, right? I mean, they gave you like gas or something at least.
No,
right?
Not at all. They just numbed me.
What?
They literally numbed me and took them out. Like, I was not sedated. There was nothing going on. They're like, do you need someone? Or no, I asked. I was like, do I need someone to come and get me? And they were like, no, because we're not putting you under or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That is traumatizing.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Of course, you know, Mike, our friend Annie's, came and got me, and, you know, but yeah, that was an experience. It's the only dental surgery I've ever had. I otherwise have perfect teeth.
But yeah, that's, I guess, what they were going to do for me. But shit. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos and it seemed like most people, that's how they had this surgery type thing. So I was just like, okay, I guess I could do it, but I guess not.
Well, I'm glad they're knocking you out. Yeah. And it'll happen. We'll get there.
Hopefully.
Mike Rose and I spent the weekend together.
Yeah,
we spent 2 days together.
It's like the most time we've spent together in a really long time. But
did you watch the games together?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
Yeah.
And we did paintball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. How did that go quick? Did it hurt to get hit? Or were you guys not using like real paintball guns?
You go ahead, Mike.
I think they were real paintball guns, right?
They were.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were CO2 guns, right? They had CO2 cartridges. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kata really killed it because she got us both these like one piece kind of not pantsuits, but more overall.
They're like jumpsuits.
Unitards.
Yeah, they're like, no, they were like jumpsuits. Yeah.
And
like rompers.
They're like, these beige are really cute. And
rompers.
So we put them on over like just like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, right?
So you're well protected.
I guess so. Like, and I didn't, neither of us have done this and we didn't know what to expect. And but everybody's talking about how much it hurts. So we're like, okay, better be prepared. And at a certain point, I was like, I'm ready to just like, it's going to hurt. It is what it is. It's part of the game. And we go, and like in the first round, I think both Kata and I had the same experience where we both got hit in really tough areas. Kata got hit in the back of the head. Like,
oh my
under...
God, like right behind my ear, like right on my skull. It hurts so fucking bad.
What was the headwear like? It wasn't helmets. It was just like
it
a
was
mask.
Like a helmet, but like it was like, there was like a visor thing and like it covers your eyes and it, but it doesn't cover the top of your head or the back. It's like a strap in the back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so that would probably hurt.
Yeah, it hurt like a bitch.
I got shot in the ass by someone on my team and like
you got friendly fire.
I think some kid like didn't know how to shoot it and like it was a mistake. It was whatever. That didn't really hurt that bad. I just made a ooh, which was, you know, really made me stick out among all these children and straight men that we were with. And I got shot in the side of the knee in the first game, and I remember that being like, ow. But I remember after that, I think Kata and I had this experience where we were like, I don't think it's gonna hurt more than that. So once we were done with that, Kata and I got really brave.
Okay, no. You give me too much credit. You got really brave. I got like a little brave.
I did get very.
He was going out there and like it was like there was the two sides, right? And then in the center there was like this fortress that like you claim the fortress. It's anyone's game from any team, and Mike Rose, the ref would call go, and he just ran the fuck into the fortress. Meanwhile, I think it is important to note that we were also set up with a group of children, and we all know how I feel about children. Poorly. I didn't care that they were split onto our teams, so half the children were with us, half were with the other team, and they were talking a lot of smack before heading in there. Who's number one? We're number one. Blah blah blah, and then they'd get in there and just fucking hide and get in the way. And so any time I saw a small child, I would shoot it. I didn't care if it was on our team.
But you never saw those kids. That's what was crazy was that they had talked a big game, but when the game started, you never saw them.
Really? They
yeah.
went into hiding?
Well, I did yeah. in the back when I was, and they would just kind of cower around in my way. And so I shot them. Like, you, oh, you gonna talk a big game and then be a little pussy? Fuck no. Get out of here.
We're out here playing.
Yeah.
So I did get very...
And did they have, like, referees and stuff to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they did not. Let's be so fucking for real. They
had
one guy...
had them. They just weren't doing their jobs.
They were on their phones. They were not watching. Like, they were not...
Oh, jeez.
They did not care. So this was my problem. Yes, the more... The braver I got and the more involved I got and the more in the middle of things I put myself, I had way more fun. Like, I got hit a lot. And, like... I just feel like because I was so close to people and I could have like real shootouts with people and like could see that I would hit them. My problem with paintball is that you don't really know if you hit somebody. It's kind of hard to tell. And because there's no rules and refs, like the rule that they made was if you get hit, you put your hand up and you walk to the back. By the third game, a lot of us were like, I don't wanna. Like, we're just shooting at each other. Like, there's no game here. Like, there's no winning this. So I think paintball would only be fun if, like, something happened when you got shot, there was a ref to be able to call it, and then there was like rules to the game that you could win, right? Like, there was a goal period.
Wasn't a flag that you had to capture?
No, because then they would also have to have refs to be like, no, you got shot. Because there were times where I thought maybe I got shot, but it must have hit me in a way.
Sounds
that
like
I
you guys
didn't...
went to like a really disorganized paintball thing. Like, mine was like hardcore men. Like, mine was like on like a like professional, like, business people's retreat and stuff, like, and there was like pep talks and strategy and maps and everything.
That's what I want to do, because I couldn't, like, I didn't know what I was playing for. But I will say, I got really excited at one moment, and I realized why I liked playing it so much. It was because I was in some shootout with someone like 40 or 50 feet away. And when I shot once, I could see the paintball travel and hit the person in the mask. That was nice. Exciting. But you didn't get a lot of that. Like, you didn't get a lot of the satisfaction when you shot, you saw it go and you saw it hit them. And you could hear it. And that's what I was missing. And I think if there was more of that, there was more of like a reward for getting hit or a penalty for getting hit.
Just a way to score like laser tag. You know what I mean? Like laser tag, you clearly, like, you
know.
I want to win. Yeah. It was cool. We lost 2 men at one point.
We lost a lot.
They got hurt. And the kids, like,
really,
oh my God,
hurt?
They got hand shots, and one girl was bleeding, and she was done for. She didn't play the third game.
You guys didn't have gloves? Jeez.
They would rent them to you. I bought us gloves. I bought us like football gloves, like with grips and shit.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They didn't fit micros. They fit my baby hands just fine, but he rented some like gardening gloves or whatever. But yeah, a couple people got hurt. A couple of children got hurt. The woman was like yelling at the other children to like repent. It was like it was a strange experience, but I'm glad that we went. Like, I'm glad. And in the words, I asked the birthday girl, like, you know, are you having fun? Like, how was this for you? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I'm really, really glad that we did it. And I'm really, really glad that I don't ever have to do it again now.
Yeah.
So, how about you guys? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it. I'm not gonna facilitate like, let's all go play paintball. But if a friend was like, I kind of want to go play paintball, I'd be like, oh no, I'd go with you, because I will have fun. But I just am not. It's not a priority for me of games to play.
I'm okay. It was expensive. I'd rather play laser tag.
Honestly, it was like $50, and we played 3 games. Like, that's not bad.
Well, yeah, but then you factor in all the gear that we bought. And
how much gear did you buy? I only got gloves.
Well, I know I gotta go to Target.
Get the jumpsuit.
Well, yeah, I got us the jumpsuits, sure. And then I have to go to Target and return all the other shit that I bought that we didn't end up using. And then getting to fucking Brooklyn was like, that's a bitch. But
yeah, that sucked.
Anyways, it was a cool experience. If you've never paintballed, I think it is something that young people should do. I think it, like, no offense, Mikey, I think it probably gets a little sad once you turn 30 to like go and do it. But like, if you're still in your 20s, go and play some paintball. There was an older guy there, and he was like all geared up and like clearly.
Well, let's
like,
get
very
straight.
Intense.
I think you guys went to like more of a childish, or not childish, but
it was an open.
There was like
paintball.
No kids at the thing I went to. Like I said, mine was like this like paintball camp. I went in the woods.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, like I said, and it was like. It was like a lot more organized and stuff like that.
I mean,
it was open
to it
and people took it seriously. I don't think there was kids there. So how serious can you take it?
Right. It was famously open paintball. So like anyone could just show up and do it. So I think it was lame.
Yeah. Like mine, you had to make reservations and stuff like that ahead of time. And like people like really took it seriously. They had their own guns and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, so what I'm saying is I think there's levels of paintball.
I would do.
And you guys
are
probably on like the beginner tier there, or the introduction tier.
Yeah, it was wild, but it was fun. I liked it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but then we went
watched
and got tacos.
Games.
We went to some beer garden, and then we were. I'm sitting on the couch on Sunday, and I'm preparing. There was a big vintage store sale that I was preparing for, and the games were on. Our friend Rob was here, and. Mike Rose walks through the door, and I'm like, oh, cool, you're here too. And we sat and we watched games for
about
8 hours.
No, he came uninvited?
No, he was invited, of course. I just didn't know if he was going to
come. She just didn't. Mike invited me.
Sounds like
a drop-in. True. My boyfriend invited him.
He just like somehow didn't know.
But we didn't know if he was going to come. And so it was the four of us sitting and watching like 8 hours of really of good football with disappointing results.
Not for me, it wasn't.
No, you should be really excited. But the rest of the NFL watchers hate the outcome of Sunday.
Yeah, this is just a stupid.
What is this? All right, can I say something? Let me see if you guys are on board with this. First of all, I texted my buddy who's a 49. I know he's a 49er fan too, so I figured I'd shoot him a text to like, you know, say, hey, we're in the Super Bowl, and he came at me with the dude. He's like, let me know. He's like, you work at ESPN. Have you guys been talking about how like the NFL's rigged? And I'm like, what?
It's stupid.
He like, there's like this big conspiracy out there that the games are rigged because of the Taylor Swift stuff. And I don't know how he figures I don't
Okay,
know.
so read the Taylor Swift stuff. I did see, I wish I could cite the outlet that posted this. There was actually a really interesting post on Instagram that explained how, because I don't think if Taylor Swift is a factor in this quote unquote rigging, I don't think that can possibly be true because she's actually still technically on her Eras tour. And I believe she has a show in Japan like 2 nights before. And it's
I
gonna
think the night
be,
before I saw.
yeah, it's gonna be like an ordeal to get her back in time for the Super Bowl. Technically,
Yeah.
she can get back the night before
But she's gonna
because of
like
the
have to
time
hustle.
differences.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
Japan is like ahead by 12 hours or something.
So I don't think that would have been a
Planned
factor.
perfectly.
That said, I mean, I do think parts of the NFL are definitely rigged. I don't think they had
Oh,
anything to do
geez.
with the game outcomes, though. And you know, what pisses me off, there are a lot of things that piss me off about this Super Bowl matchup, but for starters,
What pisses you off?
it's the aesthetic to
Yeah, same
begin.
colors.
The colors are ex thank you. The colors are exactly the
The
same.
same
And
colors.
I know that's
You
petty and
mean the
stupid.
Chiefs and 49ers have similar
Yes. Yes.
colors?
I don't know
Yeah. Oh
who's
my
who on that damn
goodness.
field.
And we just saw
Well,
this
one will
game.
be in white and one will be in red.
We just saw this game, though. It happened a few years ago. I don't
Oh,
want to see it
shit.
again.
Yeah, well, we saw Detroit, Kansas City, like
Yeah, but it's not a Super
the
Bowl
first game of the
game.
year.
Well, no, it's not a Super Bowl game. We just saw a 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl, and the Chiefs beat the 49ers then.
Well,
And now, a few, like,
we saw
no
Ravens,
one.
49ers, like there's, I mean, how many
But
outcomes
and
possibly
I
can
just
you?
gotta say too, like that Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl was
We're
abysmal.
good.
And like,
Oh.
no, I hated that shit. It was aesthetically not
Oh, this
pleasing and
aesthetic shit.
it sucked.
And it wasn't fun.
So
I'm
you
angry.
really, which is, we're hoping for some off colors to break up. Like you wanted, like either the
I would be
black of the
100% yes.
Ravens or
If you
the
took a poll of
silver of the Lions.
Of NFL watchers and said, like, what team do you want to see in the Super Bowl? And you eliminated all 49ers and Chiefs fans, I think you would have gotten well above 90% would have said Lions.
Yeah, everyone was like all Lions, like all behind Lions because Dan Campbell is so cool and this and that, and look what happened. Just the cool
Yeah.
guy didn't win.
Yeah, now no one wants to watch the Super Bowl because of it.
Well, you know what? I didn't want to watch the World Series because of aesthetics, so fine.
I was told a fun fact by our friend at our watch party that the 50 most watched sporting events of last
Oh,
year.
wait. Can we ask Mikey C? Can we ask him the question?
Yeah.
Mikey, of the okay, the last year, if
Last year.
you had a list ranking the 50 most watched sporting events, how many of them are NFL games?
Probably of 50. Probably, wow, 50. Jeez. At least 35. More than that? 40? More?
It's all of them.
Come on. All of them? Really?
Now, I have not fact-checked
Not
this.
one non-sport. So out of the 50 most watched sporting events, they were all NFL.
That's correct.
Wow, that's insane.
Pretty
Huh.
wild.
Not one baseball or basketball or college football even game didn't even break out.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
need
it's
to
hard to
fact check that.
believe, but.
That was the fun facts we were told. Let's
I'm going
see.
to fact check
Also, I'll
that.
give you another fun fact. This one's from The Athletic. No player who has finished his collegiate career at Alabama has ever scored a point in a Super Bowl.
So it is true. I'm on Sportico right now. And it actually goes, I think, a little bit beyond that. So the top 100 most watched US TV broadcasts of 2023. The only difference here is that 1 to 20 is all the NFL. Number 21 was a political programming. 22 to 44 is NFL. 45 most watched TV broadcasts is the Thanksgiving Day parade. 46 to 57 is NFL. 58 is college football. 59 is NFL. 60 was the Academy Awards. And then from 61 to 100 is almost all NFL with two college football games and one Super Bowl lead out broadcast. So of 100, so yes, it is true, but it's even kind of vaster than that. Like the NFL.
You guys are totally wrong. I'm seeing it right now. Number 22 was the college football national championship. Number 24 was the UConn San Diego State men's basketball national championship.
Well, you bring that up with Sportico.
Sportico, I think, is wrong here.
Where are you looking at it?
This is called Sports Media Watch.
Guess we'll need to do some more research on this.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Men always telling lies.
Men are always lying.
Yeah. Who's
Either way, the NFL has no reason to rig anything because people are going to watch no matter what.
That's true.
Plus, I think with sports gambling becoming so popular, like if people were to be like, oh no, this is rigged, they would not like be betting sports so much anymore. Where's my chat thing?
No,
Of the 13 quarterbacks taken in the 2018 NFL draft, Sam Darnold will be the first to reach a Super Bowl. How about them apples?
I don't know. I don't trust any of your stats now.
That's from your network.
ESPN.
So.
I don't trust any of our stats, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I do think there's probably a world in which you know how like the NFL will give referees like feedback notes and like things to consider for specific games. I do think the NFL probably is a little about that feedback. But I think that's like as far as it might go. Is the way the NFL communicates and Goodell communicates with the refs is for specific games and for specific.
Well, there's
players.
Been some really bad refereeing. I'll agree.
That's true, refereeing. And I think we saw a lot of that honestly this weekend too. I mean, that second game, there were a lot of no calls. Like there were a lot of times when a flag should have been on that field and there was not. But I mean, when you see kept things moving along.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. Well, when you see like the ball bounce off a defender's face mask and Brandon, now you catch it. I mean, come on, you can't rig that. You know,
yeah,
and that's the beauty
of
sports.
You can't give that kind
of
luck.
No, we're not going to get that luck against Kansas City.
These players are not that good. What did you do for the games, Mike?
I was well. It kind of sucked because I mean, I watched them just here because I worked. At work, I do all the NFL pregame shit. And then, so I just came home and took a nap and barely, like, was able to wake up to even watch it. I was so tired. But, so I watched, like, the Ravens game half draggy. And then when it came to the 49er game, obviously, you know, we'll get into it. Obviously, we know that the 49ers were getting their asses kicked to start the game. And you know how, like, you start getting superstitious when it's your team? So I started, like, literally going into, like, whenever like there was like an important play coming up, like a third down or something like that, I would literally walk into the other room, like maybe have a cigarette, whatever. I would just like leave and like take a drag of a cigarette and then come back and I was like a good play happened for us. And like it started happening so much that I probably did not watch most of the second half live. I was literally like rewinding because I got so superstitious. That I'm and
you
now
thought
because
that
of that,
you have such an ego that you thought that you were determining the outcome of the 49ers
Whoa,
and Lions game.
Oh, come on, stop. Whatever, it was working. So I guess I'm not even going to be able to watch any of the Super Bowl. Got to keep the streak alive. I'll just like listen somewhere off in the distance. But yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do much for it anyways because this is going to suck. Because if I get my surgery again this time, because we all know it's an if, it'll be only like a couple of days before the surgery. So while you guys are all eating pizza and chips and dips, I'll be fucking drinking liquid Ensure just to stay alive, probably. So have fun at your Super Bowl party.
We haven't decided what we're going to do for the Super Bowl yet. We probably should figure that out. But the
good
news
is
we
going to
have
watch
2 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's a chance we might not. Who knows? Maybe we just won't watch the Super Bowl. No, we have to watch because we have to watch the Puppy
Maybe you
Bowl.
Go paintball instead.
No. No. Never again.
I mean, Mikey had like a good doubly win week because he's also now way ahead in our game.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about these games in conversation with the game that we play, obviously.
Yeah, so like I'm in like the lead now, right? Because I picked the Chiefs, who was an underdog.
Mm-hmm. So you got 4 points, and I picked the Ravens, who lost. So I lost 2 points.
Right, and we were tied, so I'm winning.
Yeah, by six.
Yeah. Ricardo, you picked the 49ers, so you got 2 points. So you're like, what, negative 15 now?
No, I think you're in the single digit negative.
Yeah, I think I'm negative like five or something at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, could be worse.
I don't even want to pick like a Super Bowl because now I'd be jinxing if I picked like the 49ers.
Well, we're gonna. And I mean, now we're up in the points again. That's the gag. So I guess we'll get to the scoring later of our final game.
All right. Well, let's talk about these games first.
Yeah, I agree. There is a bit to talk about,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Sounds like you guys were clearly playing for the Ravens and the Lions.
Yeah, we want the Ravens and Lions.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. I mean, I guess a lot of it has to do with colors, but I'm sure like maybe
no,
some
I wanted
other
Ravens
things.
To win because I don't want the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl again. That's boring. And I don't All want right. 49ers going to the Super Bowl again. That's boring. Ravens and Lions was the best matchup. Most fun.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. That was my reasoning. I'm certainly not a Ravens fan, but I certainly don't take issue with them. The Chiefs annoy the shit out of me. And I think, again, as Americans who are not 49ers fans, we are all Lions fans this season. So I was so impressed with that first half. And so disappointed with how
you
want to
start
turned out
with that game, because it seemed like, I mean, all right, it just seemed, I mean, obviously they were like running the ball so well against San Francisco, like we could not stop their run to save our lives. They were just gashing us. It didn't even seem like they, I mean, they're looking into many things obviously about the game, but it just seemed like they stopped running the ball so much. I think that was like where they first went wrong. Like, why? Like, you would think, like, if you got a lead, like, that's what you want to do, is you want to keep running the ball and start using some clock. And they're having so much success in the first half. That's where I think they've, I mean, the Lions went wrong in so many places. That's what I think where it all started going wrong. I mean, I guess the guy did fumble, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, oh, yeah, Campbell is such like a player's guy and everything like that. You know, what did he lose confidence in his team because the guy fumbled? Jahmyr Gibbs?
Why do we think he lost confidence in his team? Because of the
I don't know. Why did he stop running?
I mean, I don't think a coach that lost confidence in his team wouldn't have kicked that field goal and went for it on four. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know why he stopped running the ball. I guess he doesn't have confidence in his kicker, though. He'd be going for it on fourth down, but I think a lot of somebody said, I mean, because the big talk has been the whole all week, the going for it on fourth down, which I had even said before the game. I was like, I texted my buddy, I'm like, I think he gets a little too carried away with the going for fourth down, but whatever. It's how they played this year. And
it'll win you games and it'll lose you games. And it lost them this one.
Well, and it's funny because I was, because I didn't watch, you know, because of my whole paranoia. So I rewatched the game last night. And at halftime, I was like, wow, against any other team, there is no way the 49ers come back. You literally needed a team that would do things like go for the ball, go for it on fourth down in order to come back in that game.
Yeah, I definitely think the Lions slipped on a banana peel a few times in that game, and it just got him. And that was what was disappointing, because you weren't really seeing the Lions playing poorly as much as you just saw them like flub.
I think in both games, and I've seen this like a lot in this playoffs, especially with these young teams, They choke. And no other way to put it. Like things start tightening up. Like I think Green Bay choked against San Francisco. I think Baltimore choked against Kansas City. And Detroit obviously choked.
Yeah, they did. And you could tell,
Want to
like,
keep
at the beginning
going?
of the third, we all were like, oh, it's happening. You could tell at
Yeah,
the beginning
right?
of the third, we were like, yeah, it's happening. And they were still far behind, 49ers, but you could, like, feel it happening. You're like, yeah, no,
You
they're.
almost wonder if the players had just stayed on the field during halftime, if it would have happened. Like, what changed? What changed? Because I'll tell you what didn't change. I don't really think the Niners changed. I think Detroit changed.
Right, I agree. That's sort of what I also saw was that the Lions fell backwards and the 49ers were like, oh, cool. It's like they were racing them and then the Lions fell and 49ers were like, okay, I guess bye.
They're like, we'll keep running. Like it didn't seem like the 49ers game plan changed much, except they were doing better at it. But Detroit stopped running
Yeah,
the
it was
ball
just
so much.
working. It just
Yeah.
started working.
Yeah. Dre stopped running the ball. They got stopped on, I mean, I shouldn't say stopped. They dropped a couple balls on fourth down. And there was the fumble.
Yep.
And that's all I needed.
Yeah, that was
I guess
painful.
like he only had, Jahmyr Gibbs only had one other fumble like the entire year. It's just like, I mean, Dan Campbell was like crying in like his post game stuff, and yeah, he should be. But yeah, one thing I wanted to say about it with his whole like, I think the best thing I heard all week, because everybody was talking about him going for it on fourth down and everything like that. Like yeah, like the best thing I heard was like Dan Campbell. Like obviously he's like the player's coach and everything. He coaches more like a player, and sometimes you need like a coach to be a coach, and that's where like Dan Campbell went wrong.
I mean, he coaches on vibes. That's what Nick Sirianni's new job is. He has no touch on any of the game plan. He's just a
The
vibes
vibes
coach,
curator.
the vibes curator. Honestly, and sometimes you need one.
That's what I want. Like, whatever, when I quit my job and get a new one, like, I just want my title to be vibes curator. I feel like that's all I do anyways. So let's talk about this first game.
I don't want. I want to do one thing before we transition. Because I looked up the source
You
that
want to
Mikey.
transition? Okay.
I want to go over the source that Mikey shared based on the 50 most watched sporting events of 2023. And I think we have a really good lesson right now to teach about how to trust reputable sources, everybody. So Mikey, let's read the title of
Is
this
mine not
article.
reputable? I don't know.
Mikey,
That's
read
the
this.
first thing that came up.
Did you read the title of it?
It
It
says
says 50 most watched sporting
sportsmediawatch.com.
events. So in 2023 so far, this was posted in the middle of 2023.
Oh.
And it says that on the
Well,
title.
that also,
that has nothing to do with my.
that doesn't mean it's not reputable. That just means that
Yeah.
Mikey C can't read.
Well, yeah. It is not a
Yeah.
reputable source for what we were having, but I will say Sportico, I went and it has multiple citations. So go to Sportico.
All right, fine.
Anyway, now that we've fact-checked ourselves here. Okay, so now their game that sucked. Ravens,
Yeah.
Chiefs, disappointing. Lamar
Very
Jackson,
disappointing.
flop.
It's just like I don't understand his appeal as anything but a fantasy flex quarterback. If we're like those are the words I'm going to use specifically because that for as much as that man likes to put himself in danger and run that fucking ball and slide on his cute little bum down the field, this man cannot he has no play action skills. I have no faith in this man when he decides to throw this ball. It is I want to see the stats. I don't have the stats in front of me. You know how I feel about stats. It had to be what, 50-50 completions? 50% of his completions or something like that? What was his completion percentage in play action? I need to know because it can't be high.
Play action or just like I don't know. I don't know if we could, it would take us a minute to find out in play action what his
Well,
percentage was, but
someone can do the math at home, but anyone who watched that game understands what I'm talking about here. I mean, I feel like every single
He
time I
was
saw that
20
ball
for
leave his
37,
hands.
so yeah, he
So
was
yeah,
close to
20 for
50%.
37. Let's go with that. Let's just take that stat. That's slightly more than 50%.
54
And
point
that
one
is
percent.
not a Super Bowl quarterback. I
It's
don't know
not.
what that man needs to find a new position or
Oh,
retire.
wow,
Whoa.
that's harsh.
That's how I feel.
He's the MVP needs to find a new position.
Yeah, he
There is
really.
no way that man can. I'm sorry. If that man wins MVP,
He's probably gonna win
this
the
league
MVP. He's
is
probably gonna win
rigged.
it.
That is ridiculous. 20 out of 37, you said? Give me a fucking break. That is not an MVP. Lord have mercy.
Go ahead, Mike. What do you have to say? I've been talking all day.
Yeah, just, I don't know. The game sucked. It was so disappointing. The Ravens are clearly a dynasty. They have
Why?
it's just we're watching another dynasty rule the NFL. And it sucks. Like, it's just not fun. Like,
And what
on the
happened to Lamar
Chiefs. You mean a
Jackson?
dynasty in the Chiefs?
Oh yeah, and Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't go that far, but I do think like Lamar Jackson's propensity to flop and like crumble under pressure is really palatable. Like, he's been playing amazing all season, and then he crumbled in the moment he needed to play, and that's a problem that continues to happen.
Yeah, I mean that interception that he threw, I mean there was the guy was net double covered, he was triple covered. I mean
Yeah,
it
like,
was
what are you doing? What does he see? I want to see the world through Lamar Jackson's lavender-colored glasses. Or I guess in this case, they probably were rose-colored because he clearly didn't see any of those fucking Chiefs players, those defenders out there.
He
Just
didn't
saw
seem
his
like he
guy.
was. How many rushing yards did he get? Didn't seem like he was even running the ball like as
Oh, he did
much.
a little.
Yeah, was
He
he
was
like?
putting
He was
himself
the
out
leading. He
there.
had 54 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I mean, the game before he had 100 or something. But and let's not forget Zay Flowers, who, I mean, catches the ball, gets a taunting penalty, and
Oh,
then you think.
what a ridiculous. And
You
you
think
know,
that that's the worst he
that
could
was
do until he fumbled the ball and going into the end zone?
my
That was
favorite
terrible.
moment was, oh my God, was Travis Kelce fucking up in the grill, like knowing, like, oh, I'm gonna piss this guy off and get him a nice little penalty there. I have a sinking suspicion that after that game that night, Taylor and Travis go home and they like bang out a fast one and they're sitting in bed and reading their books. And Travis just looks at Taylor and goes, I just knew I could get under his skin. I just knew it.
After he got under Taylor's skin, that's sexy.
You know, I'm glad she's getting absolutely railed. That's good for her.
A second ago, you guys didn't even want her to see her in the Super Bowl.
You know what? That's going to be a prop bet. If we're talking
Oh, absolutely.
that's
How many
definitely,
times
how
is
many
Sarah?
times are we going to see? Yeah.
Oh my God,
In fact,
what if? Picture this. Next year, Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again, but Taylor Swift is performing in the Super Bowl.
yeah, well,
She
then
just
I
did,
think it's
though,
rigged.
so hasn't she
Yeah,
already?
I don't think they can do that again. She just did
No,
it, what, 2 years ago?
did she? How come I don't remember that? She was the main person? Or
Am I
was she like
making
one
that
of
up?
those?
I think you might be making it up.
I thought she did perform. I thought she's done a Super Bowl.
I don't remember her doing one.
Oh my God. If they're
I know
still
there was like
together next
Rihanna.
year,
Remember pregnant Rihanna? That
yeah,
was.
pregnant Rihanna. And then the year before that was J-Lo and Shakira.
Yeah.
Who's this
So,
year? Who do we got this year?
Usher.
Oh, that's right. If they are still together at this time next year, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again and she performs the halftime, then what is the NFL? Is it about football anymore? Because I don't think it is.
I mean, you know, whatever. I got nothing against Taylor Swift. It's not her fault she's dating someone hot and then, you know, star NFL player. We all want the same thing.
Dick!
But alas, That's it. We have to make our picks for the game like now.
All right, so what is what is going on for the Super Bowl?
So I think we can do this. We can do 4 points because we'll double it again. We'll do 4 points for underdog or overdog winner, 8 points for under.
What is it right now? Because it's moved. Like, is it still, is it San Francisco 1.5?
Yeah, I think 49ers are up. I think we can all just pick. I don't think we have to like pick opposites, but I also think we can do a Yeah, I mean, we could do a game where we pick the score, and whoever point wise is closest.
I don't want to pick though.
Why? Because you're already winning.
No, that's nothing to do with it. I don't want to I don't want to jinx my team.
Well, we're doing it. So do we think that's fair? We'll do like a we're really just throwing points to the wind at this point. You can get 3 extra points if you guess the score of the game and you're the closest there. Meaning like we'll count for like if you're 7 points off for the Chiefs score and 6 points off for the 49ers score, it's 13 points off, and whoever has the smallest differential gets 3 extra points.
I got it too. All right, we do that. We pick the winners. Plus, we each get 2 potential Super Bowl MVP picks.
MVP picks?
And we get, like, MVP picks. And if you guess the correct MVP, you get 2 points for that.
That's kind of silly.
What do you mean, silly?
Because isn't that what we do, silly? Isn't that, like, the vibe?
I just don't understand, like...
Don't understand? What do you mean?
Why don't we do the score of the game? Because then we're like, because we've always placed bets based on outcomes of games. But like the outcome of like an MVP, like, I don't know, doesn't seem on brand for this game.
Oh boy. All right.
I think we pick teams. And well, then because if you guys pick the same fucking team.
Right. That's why there has to be some. That's why. Well, and here's the thing. Like, there's only so many MVPs we can pick, but everyone can pick a different score.
That's fair. Let's do it.
Like, we all are going to want to pick Travis Kelce and or Mahomes.
For if they had...
And then the 49ers, McCaffrey and or Brock Purdy, maybe. Like,
all right, fine.
So, all like, right. Not enough options. So, but we all can pick whoever. Like, we can overlap, obviously. Well,
I'm probably going to pick, I'll pick the Ravens then. That way I'm going to hedge my bets.
The Ravens?
I mean, Ravens, the Chiefs.
What Super Bowl are you watching?
I know.
Okay.
That way, if I lose, then I'm happy. And if I win, I can be a little happy.
Interesting. So if Mikey picks that, then like statistically, because I'm behind by 6, I essentially have to pick the 49ers to even
win. You got to root for the 49ers.
Okay, so I'll take the 49ers.
Okay.
So that works. So 49ers. And that's also hedging my
See,
bets,
and
too.
This is like, you talk about silly. This is silly because I'm just doing it just to not jinx my team.
Well, that's on you. You're being silly.
Oh.
And caught well, like,
up. If you were to pick MVPs, then it's something that we actually put some thought behind.
No, the thought you can put behind is the score of the game. I got nothing. I'm making my pick on a strategy move, but then the score, I'm just going to have to... You pick.
All right. Kata, who are you taking?
I don't know. Does it even matter?
No, because
yeah.
We're not excited for these games.
So I don't need to pick. I'll pick the Ravens.
How'd she get to now?
Oh,
pick?
No,
I'll
you're
pick
picking.
The Ravens. How about that?
No, grow up. Pick a team.
All right. I will pick the Niners.
Alrighty.
I will pick the Niners because I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
And you're probably putting trying
tanking.
To put the jinx. Yeah,
tanking.
I'm tanking.
Tanking for the first pick next year.
That pretty much just sealed like a fucking Chiefs win because there's no way with both of you guys taking the 49ers that the 49ers are going to win.
I actually think the Chiefs will win. Like that's what my brain says. But for this game, yeah. If I pick them, then there's no way I can beat you. So like I have to.
Well, do you want to switch? Do you want to take? Oh. If I'm saying right now, would you do a switch?
Yeah. Do you want to take your 49ers? I'll switch. Why not?
All right, fine. Let's do it. I mean, we got to keep some like integrity to this. All right, I'll take the 49ers.
Slay.
And you'll take the Chiefs.
Fun. Okay. And then we'll do
Score.
our
You
guesses.
want my score?
Yeah, go for it.
38-34. 49ers, obviously.
Wow, that's a high scoring game.
I think it'd be high scoring.
That would be exciting. I would like that. I don't think that's going to be the case.
All righty. Kata, what are you thinking?
I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think we're going to get, and I think it's going to be boring and shitty. I think I'm going to give, I think I'm going to say 27-13.
Got it. I think ultimately it'll end up being, I think it's going to be closer than that. I think it'll be 27-24 Kansas City, or 27-24. Well, yeah, 27-24 Kansas City. And the
It's gonna
person.
be a week, everybody. And just so everybody knows, programming note, the NFL is taking next week off, and so are we.
Hopefully, I'll be getting my teeth.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. We're looking forward to some time off, and maybe we'll drop a rerun of a popular episode you might have missed
But
while
Mike,
we're
why don't you
gone.
just post that secret sex tape of yours?
I don't think
No.
the world's ready for that.
Okay.
Maybe if the Niners win the Super Bowl, we can talk about it.
Ooh.
It's me and my crows, obviously. So,
Yeah. Okay.
give us a follow on our social media at UFR Vodcast. Shoot us an email at helloufr@gmail.com. Subscribe, rate, review, share with your friends. And that's what I know. Is anyone watching the Pro Bowl this weekend? No? I like the skills competitions. I might tune in a little bit for that.
I
Yeah,
might.
it's fun.
Yeah.
Why
Why
not?
not? Are
There's
they
nothing
doing
else
like
on TV.
tag or something like that?
Don't know what they're doing this year. Yeah, they're doing it's like a, I don't even
I
know.
know there's like dodgeball too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like dodgeball. You guys probably hated dodgeball in like high school. I could see you two like being like, I don't want to do dodgeball.
I loved dodgeball, but they banned it.
You
When
just
I was
heard
in
me
high
talk
school.
about. Oh wow, you guys were in there
You
when they
just
did the
heard me
ban.
talk about how I threw myself in the middle of paintball, and you have this idea that I don't like dodgeball.
Okay, maybe Mike Rose would like dodgeball.
Well, I can't wait for next episode when we finally duke out this argument that Mikey C made and then quickly tried to dodge about
Oh,
Detroit
I'm ready
Lions.
about it now, but we don't have any time, so
We'll also
sorry.
do a
That's
couple
our
of
Super Bowl.
like, we'll also do a couple of like end of year superlatives. The NFL may have its own script on who MVPs are, but I think that we have our own ideas, so we'll duke it
If
out.
Travis Kelce gets MVP, then I'll agree that the NFL's rigged.
God, wouldn't that be a story?
And then he like proposes to Taylor Swift like as like confetti's falling.
Oh my God, it's like a really, it's one of my bad trashy romance novels. That's it. Everyone have a great week. Be safe, be well.
The
Take care,
Niners.
brush your hair.
Ah.